our podcast feature this week, Swiss Info's Susan Vogel-Masika went on an exclusive tour of the Swiss Fort Knox, the maximum security vaults inside the Alps.
Judging by the scruffy-looking exterior, you'd hardly imagine what's going on inside Swiss Fort Knox. But just beyond the weather-beaten door cut into the mountainside, high-tech gadgetry and ironclad security make sure that nothing gets in or out unnoticed. Swiss Fort Knox specializes in data storage. Its clients are from 30 nations, and some of them use the on-site landing strips and customs office. Most do business via the internet, taking advantage of the backup service offered. That's according to Christoph Oschwald, the CEO of SIAG Secure InfoStore, the company that runs the maximum security vaults.
Our smallest client might be a student somewhere in Singapore storing the data of his laptop computer and paying $9 a month for that service. But we are having clients, at the same time, they are using Swiss Fort Knox too, with, of course, big systems and highly complicated projects. And they are paying numbers like $1 million or $2 million per year.
Workers in white jumpsuits look after the humming servers. Meanwhile, an underground lake forms the foundation of a sophisticated cooling system. Swiss Fort Knox is prepared for fires, floods, earthquakes, and power outages, not to mention nuclear, biological, and chemical attacks. They've even invested 40 million francs in a system to block electromagnetic waves.
We must be like a bank, very safe, very secure. And because it is a technical installation and not only a gold vault, it is very difficult to achieve this. And this is why Swiss Fort Knox is so special, because it is, as a concept, zero risk and very complex and very secure.
But what about those clients who fly in? What are they depositing within the safety of the mountains? Discretion is key at Swiss Fort Knox, and Mr. Oschwald is coy when asked what other sorts of goodies might find their way into the bunkers.
To keep value, or to keep values, this is a Swiss thing, right? So we were protecting the Catholic Pope since 500 years. Our private banking is internationally known and has a long tradition. So we are good in storing things. And I'm sure Switzerland is good in storing gold for other clients or for nations as well. But I can't give you further comments on that.
As the tour of Swiss Fort Knox comes to a close, Mr. Oschwald leads the labyrinthine way back outside. When the final door opens, only a sliver of natural light gets in. Secrets aren't meant to see the light of day.